Welcome back, guys, to round 14, episode 22, Tony. 22, and 22 has significance with Stallone.
Yes, big time.
Right? The number 22.
Very much, very much.
And the first picture we'll bring it up, eh?
There he is, yeah.
Look how young he is there.
I know, right? Well, he was in high school there.
You know, yeah, good-looking guy there, 22.
That's awesome.
Right? Another throwback to the number 22, right?
Yeah, that's the away jersey there. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah.
And 22 has a bit of significance with our stallion as well.
Yeah. Stallion 22. Yeah, I've been wearing that number since I saw him with that. I saw that picture years and years ago. He was young. But I also saw Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds.
Sure. And he wore 22.
I said, you know what? That's going to be my number.
Yeah. So anybody needs to find Tony, you can find him at, eh? I'll put that back up there.
There it is.
Stallion 22 Tony. I love it. It's great.
Yeah. It's always been something special to me. I played football and baseball in high school and baseball in college and other sports, other organized sports, but I always wore that number. Always been, you know.
No, it's great. It's great.
So it's good luck number.
Yeah, so we're into November now, into the cooler weather.
Yeah, November 1st.
The Rocky Run is 10 days away.
Yeah.
Right? So a big event coming in Philadelphia. If you can't get to it, do the virtual run. You're going to do the virtual run this year?
Yeah, our virtual package should be coming soon, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
It's been already ordered and paid for, so I hope it's on its way.
Yeah, it better.
And they're racist against Canadians, so they're going to send it to me, and I'm going to send it up to you.
You know what? I reached out to them, and I wanted to do the virtual run, and they said, well, we can't send it to you. And I said, it's virtual, right? I don't understand, but okay.
That's all right. There's ways around everything, so.
Yeah, you better get the package, or, we might send a guy to break some thumbs.
Yeah, I know. I know a guy who knows a guy, so, might have to get, but I'm sure it's on its way. It's one thing. I mean, I try to do it on the day that it is going on.
Sure.
But I haven't always, and I might do it, the next weekend or whatever the case may be, but I will do it. I did actually go running since our last episode where I said I was not nearly in shape enough or training enough. And the numbers are still not great, but I finished. Let's put it that way.
You know what? I think we've talked about this many times, and Sly has said, as long as you keep moving forward and you get to the end, it doesn't matter how long it takes.
That's
whether
it
takes you 2 minutes and 22 seconds or 22 minutes and 22 seconds. But I imagine that day the merchandise will be off the chart.
Oh, I could imagine. I mean, that, like I told you last episode, that's my goal, my dream was obviously go to Steps. Run it, the course, finish at the Steps, dress up. All these people are dressed up. They have teams sometimes. Somebody got like Apollo, Rocky, Drago, Mickey. Yeah. Somebody sent last year, there was a picture of somebody was Paulie with the meat jacket.
Oh, that's awesome. Butcher's
jacket. I mean, that's awesome.
Did he have the Four Roses whiskey with him?
You know what? I didn't notice in the picture. I'm going to have to look for the picture. We might have to put it up next week.
I guarantee you it was in his pocket, right?
So that's awesome.
He gets a little cold.
There's so many. They got the Rocky music blasting around big speakers in Philly. John Rivoli is always there with a tent, selling his art, taking pictures with folks and signing his prints and whatnot. It's just got to be, I mean, for a Rockhead, it's just got to be the ultimate. So would love to do that one year. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the medals are nice too. It's nice to have the medals,
Sure. You got some behind you there.
Shirts. Yeah. The medals behind me. Oh, there.
Other side. There you are.
There.
Very good.
I do the 5K. I'm a lightweight. Mm-hmm. There's the 10 mile run.
Yeah.
There's also the Italian Stallion, which is the 10 mile run and the 5K together.
Yeah. That's,
so that would be 13.1 miles.
Those are for the mental irregular people.
Yeah, exactly right. I think I told you this story once before. The one medal that's behind me that's red, I thought it said 10K. Mm-hmm. And I said, what the heck's the difference? I'll do a 10K. It's 6 miles. Yeah. I could train for that. I've been doing four. It's only adding on 2 more miles. Well, mm-hmm. Bonehead, you know, didn't have the glasses on or contacts in, and it's a 10-mile run.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did it. I jogged a little bit. I ran a little mm-hmm. bit. I walked mm-hmm. a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how long it takes to do that for 10 miles.
Yeah.
It took me over 2 hours.
Yeah, but you finished.
I did finish. Right. I literally had to lay down for the rest of the day. I don't know how these mm-hmm. runners do it.
Yeah.
It was just my legs were shot. They were mm-hmm. just completely shot. But
yeah.
But, you know, some people that run and do it, if you could do the Italian Stallion, that comes with a really cool medal. It's got the
yep.
stallion on there and all that. And they, of course, they have the swag with the shirts,
mm-hmm.
hoodies and whatnot that they sell there. So, yeah, it's going to be a really good time. I'm sure a lot of folks are looking forward to it.
No, that's right. You know what? I got a best bud down in Florida and, you know, or Jess, who runs for no medal.
Yeah.
Runs every day. Right. And she does it for her own sake.
Right. Right.
Every day she does 4 or 5 miles and leaves it all on the road. And you know what? Good honor. Right. Because.
Yeah. I mean, if you can
do it every day,
obviously it really keeps you in shape. It keeps your lung capacity, your cardio. It's good for mm-hmm. your heart. It's good for your lungs, your blood pressure. I mean, there's a yep. million different reasons why it's good for it. So it's, yep. If you could do it and you can run like that, more power to you.
Sure.
That's good stuff. But,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure they'll have a ton of merch there.
Yeah. And speaking of merch, if you're going to the Rocky Run, if you are going to do it virtual, heck, if you just want to get something, we've got the place for you. The Sly Stallone Shop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can pretty much get anything, Rocky related there. They add it all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're always adding new products. They're always taking advice from fans. They listen mm-hmm. to a lot of us. They've been going on now, I think, 4 years. I might be wrong. Right. It might only be three, but I think yep. it's four. If this shop was around when I was a teenager to now, I'd yeah. be broke. I'd be broke.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised that more people aren't broke now because the list of stuff they have, right? Like it's basically not. Do I want something? It's what do you want? They got out everything.
It is. I mean, when you scroll through it, you could spend like, look, the real shorts, you know,
yeah.
real screen accurate shorts. I shouldn't say they're mm-hmm. the real shorts.
Yeah.
Screen accurate shorts that Rocky wore in
right.
3 and 4. Screen yep. accurate shorts that Rocky won in Rocky 2.
Yeah.
And they're not, I mean, they're not that badly priced. Those are $75.
Yeah.
It's not that horrible of a price. I mean, some people might say, oh, wow, that's a lot, but you're getting screen accurate shorts that was mm-hmm. exact specs in the movie.
Yeah.
But more so, Sylvester Stallone is behind it. He's yeah. the one who approves it before it goes mm-hmm. out to the public.
I think that's the biggest difference, right? That they're not just putting it out there and without his approval, without his opinions right. on it, right? So and not only the shorts, they go for the robes, right?
They, like you said, they have you name it that you could pretty much find it. Yeah. And if you can't find it, I'm telling you, it's coming. Yeah. They have.
I think we can all agree that this one here is one of the nicest ones I've ever seen. Right?
That's beautiful. I mean, look at that yeah. robe. Beautiful yeah. robe. That's what he mm-hmm. wore in 3 and in 2. Mm-hmm. Actually,
yep. sorry.
But that's the biggest thing. I agree with you, Tim. That's the biggest thing is that he's the one okaying the product.
Yeah.
And who better than him to okay it?
Yeah.
We've all, I mean, all the Rocky shirts that I bought previously to the Sly Stallone shop opening mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. were made by whomever.
Yeah.
And of course I bought them because there wasn't anything around. It's yeah. very hard to find Rocky shirts or sweatshirts or hoodies.
Well, the hat you're wearing, right?
Right. The hat I'm wearing. Exactly. I did. I got this hat from that store.
Yeah.
And, awesome, but that's right? the thing. That's the biggest part about it is that not only does it have the regular t-shirts or hoodies that you want,
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of the stuff that is, you know, prop replicas.
Sure.
Where like the Rocky III jacket that he trained in.
Awesome, right?
That's I awesome. Mean, look at I that. Love it. And it's screen accurate. It's just, you can't find this stuff anywhere.
No.
With the exception of somebody making it who's a seamstress.
Yeah, that's right. And you're not going to get that detail.
No, it's beautiful. I mean, you got hats, you got keychains, you got, there's a, name it. You just get backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodies, sweats. They got even infant stuff. They got little onesies for the
That's
little
right.
babies.
Now, would Mrs. Stallion let you wear a jacket like maybe like this out on a date?
Right? I don't think she's pretty understanding with my Rocky infatuation. I don't know if she let me wear that one. I don't know. That one's the tiger's in the back, so there's nothing in the front.
I like black. You know, black's kind of my favorite color.
I think if I wore those and the fingerless gloves and the fedora, she might have a problem with that.
Hey, they would have known who you were last night on Halloween, right? So
exactly.
And then you can't have that outfit, like you said, without the fedora. Right?
There it is. There it is. I know mine's still in the box on the shelf because I haven't found a way to really display it yet.
Right. Well, but you can get like a mannequin head, right? Maybe
that's what I'm thinking. I want to get a mannequin head, or even maybe like a half body where I could put the jacket on them too.
Yeah. Now, what are the big auctions where they sell the actual movie props and maybe buy Julian's?
Yeah.
Maybe get one of the Sly's statues and then put it on, but that would be in a poor bank, right?
There you go. That would be cool.
I can see Mr. Stallion yelling at me right now.
Right.
Don't give him any ideas.
Exactly.
Right. So,
but yeah, there's so much stuff there. It's a still, and also too, keep in mind, it's not all just Rocky. We only put up the Rocky stuff just because that's what mostly we talk about. But there is Rambo stuff, and there's also more obscure things. There's cliffhanger t-shirts, Lords of Flatbush t-shirts.
Yeah. And how iconic is the hat from Over the Top, right?
Right. Yeah. The Over the Top hat. The same one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a Hawk hauling shirt. I mean, they have, a lot of his movies, a lot of his films, more so than, of course, they have more Rocky and Rambo than the rest.
Sure.
But they do have a lot of the other stuff too. So if you do like it, it's not just, oh, it's only Rocky.
No.
And also too, just to throw out there, the customer service end of it, I had a couple problems with the material. It was separating at the seam.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have literally dozens of their shirts.
Right.
So this was a one-off. And I asked them, I said, can I exchange it? What do I do? And they said, just keep it. We'll send you another one.
Whoa. Mm.
All righty.
Great. Now you got one for the gym.
And then they sent me another one. Yeah, like eventually it did come apart completely.
Yeah.
It was on the side seam. It just kept splitting and splitting and splitting.
Right. Yeah.
But the service is good. The shipping is top notch. You couldn't ask for anything better. But
now, again, do you have the Win Rocky Win t-shirt?
I don't. And that's one of the ones I do want to get. Mm-hmm. And of course you have to cut the sleeves off.
Oh, and that was my next question.
Yeah.
Do you have it and are the guns out?
No, well, I don't have it. I want it and the guns will be out. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, we will, when Tony gets it and cuts off the arms, hitting the bag, we will post it.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I got to find myself a red headband too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. But so many other things, Rocky, related, right? Like figures, if you want to have figures.
Oh yeah.
Look at the detail in those figures, right?
Uh huh. Yeah, look at them.
I mean, even the meat. You can even buy the meat, right? The
side of beef. How awesome is that?
Yeah, like the Adrian in her coat and her three sweaters, right? So you got Mickey in his pink.
Yeah, and you even have sweater. Look at the figure next to Mickey. Where's Rocky? That's the Rocky shorts that he wore when he fought. I'm sorry. That's Spider Rico. I apologize.
Yeah, Spider Rico. Yep.
That's Spider Rico.
Yeah.
How detailed is that? And those came out after they had other ones.
Sure.
We have a few other ones that we could show. I mean, I have this one here.
Yep.
This little guy. These are different, very different than the ones that you just showed. And the ones that you showed are much better quality.
Yeah.
And looks in them.
Yeah. Look at the detail in that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's some good stuff. So no, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. And they don't,
No, that's awesome. And you can get it, the gloves come off. You can get it with the hands are taped up, right? So.
Yeah. The hands are taped. Exactly. The hands have the tape on them, as you can see right here, and the hand, the boxing gloves here.
Yep.
But it's pretty cool just to have them, standing up and displayed up there.
I have a couple of the earlier ones here. So I got Rocky in the robe.
There you go. See, now that's an older one.
With Shamrock meats.
Look at that. Right?
And it's a little baggy, right? It's a little bit baggy, and then of course, who comes in, but the champ, right? With the hat.
There he is.
Hey, Uncle Sam.
There he is.
So you get the two of them there. See if I get them. I mean,
you got to find a boxing cool, right? ring. Got to find a ring.
Yeah, I got to get a ring. So, no, just, you know, fun little stuff that you can get, right, to complete your room or
it's a shame, too, because, I mean, it's cliche. Like, every single person has said, oh, I wish I would have saved my baseball cards from when I was younger. Oh, I wish I would have saved whatever. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have saved all my Rocky stuff.
Yeah, I wonder who has Rocky cards laying around, right?
Yeah. See, oh, and I had them. I did have them. I had them all.
Yeah.
And I between my parents moved twice when I was younger. And then when I moved out on my own, I moved so many times. I have no idea what happened to them.
Yeah. Anybody listening on the network, we were just posting some, Rocky figures, and now we've got some of the Rocky trading cards, right?
Yeah. Now that set there, they put that out at the 40th anniversary of Rocky. So it came out 2006.
Right.
And there was a Sly autograph on one of the cards.
Yeah.
In one of the cases.
Imagine pulling that, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Then this one here was a Topps. Now this one here, I had every one of them because this one here, I was still young enough where I really wanted to get them. And I actually ate the gum that was in the pack.
Well, you had to eat the gum. You know what? As bad as it was, whether it's Rocky cards or baseball cards or hockey cards, that gum, I don't even know if it was gum. I think it was chalk, right? Like pieces of chalk.
That the first thing you did was you open it up, you threw it in your mouth, you started chomping, and you were looking at the cards.
Yeah, I found a box of hockey cards from 1989 that were unopened. And a few years ago, I let my kids crack into them, and their friends were trading into the hockey cards. And they said, there's something in it. I said, yeah, it's gum. And 45 years old, this gum, right?
Right, exactly. Said,
can you eat it? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. It probably doesn't taste any different. And he said, it's not very good. No,
it's not. Funny.
No.
It survived though, right?
Yeah. And then recently, now these are really big, right? These Funkos.
Yeah, these Funko Pops, they have them for everything. I mean, they have Marvel Comics, DC Comics. They have a certain movie, that Back to the Future characters. They have the Godfather characters. They have Scarface.
And then vehicles.
Of course, you can't do all those. What's that?
They have the vehicles. Some of them have vehicles with them.
I actually have the one with Burt Reynolds and the Trans Am.
Yeah. Yeah, we posted that game on our Burt Reynolds episode on YouTube. Go back and check that out.
Yeah. But this one here, of course, when you're starting to talk classic and immortal movies.
I got the chicken here.
You can't not make a Rocky.
Right. No,
so they made Rocky and Apollo, but this one here that Tim's holding up, how awesome is that one?
Yeah.
Where he's got the sweatsuit, the headband, and he's holding the chicken.
Yeah. My son got me this at Comic-Con.
That's so great.
In Niagara Falls. He went to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And, like you said, he goes, which one do you want? And I said, I want the one with the chicken.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I got them behind me here. I keep pointing to the wrong spot. I got them behind me here.
Yeah.
The one you just held up, the Apollo, the Rocky, from the Rocky original fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other one that they have where Rocky won the belt, you know, the famous
character
like you have behind your shoulder there, where he's posed like that with the belt on. I have that one up there as well.
Sure.
This is the second round though. This is the 45th anniversary of Rocky that they released these.
Yeah.
The original round, which had Rocky Apollo in the trunks from the original fight.
Right.
And then they had Mr. T, Clubber Lang.
Sure.
And Drago.
Yeah.
They had the four of them.
Right.
They no longer make those. They call it, they put it in the vault. Mm-hmm. And they no longer make them now. I mean, you could still buy them if you
want to. Yeah, you can find them, but you're going to pay.
Right? Oh, hundreds. Some of them are $500,
$600. Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I'm not paying $600 for a little plastic figure.
No, that's just going to sit on your shelf, right? So
no, I'll pay $600 for like a real prop,
right?
Or something from Sly that he owned.
I think one of the coolest things too is the statue, right? The replica statue, right?
That thing's awesome, and they didn't have that for a long time.
Yeah.
And they make it in a bunch of different material.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want one that's exactly like the real statue, it's almost $1,000 if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And then they have a resin one, which is what you're showing there. Mm-hmm. A little more affordable to the average Joe.
Right.
And that's $150.
Yeah. It's crazy to think at one time the city of Philadelphia wanted to get rid of the Rocky statue, right? They'd moved it around.
Well, it wasn't more so they wanted to get rid of it. From what
I didn't know where to put it.
Yeah, that's right. They had it at the top of the steps and left it there after Rocky III, where it was when he was shown the statue in the movie.
Yeah.
And
it's still there in Rocky V.
People complained.
They put it back. Sorry, they put it back.
People complained it wasn't art. Why is it in front of the art museum?
Yeah.
It's a movie prop. And they moved it in front of the Philadelphia Spectrum.
Yep.
Where he had the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there for quite a while, actually. It was there for a long time. And then for some reason, it came back to the base of the steps. So if you're facing the steps, it's to the base of the right hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of has like a little walk up and just the statue's right there. Mm-hmm. It's away from the steps.
Yeah.
And it's been there since. And now at this point now, it's such a huge tourist attraction, even besides Rocky fans. I can't see them moving it now. At this point.
And let me tell you something. I don't pretend to be an expert on art, and I've been to Philly. I've been to the steps. I've seen the statue. I have not been inside the museum.
Yeah, neither have I.
So I'm not going to take anything away from what's in there. I'm sure it's beautiful.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
That's art. That statue is art. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the thing. I understand what they're saying. It's a movie prop.
Yeah.
But it's an art. The man made the statue. I mean, I don't understand why they had a problem with it. But they, you know, whatever. They did. Mm-hmm. They kind of took care of it. Like I said, and also, too, a couple of years back, Sly went and rededicated the statue where he put the plaque on the bottom. The plaque on the bottom has the keep moving forwards portion of the speech on there. The mayor was there, and they rededicated.
Yeah.
With all that, it'll never leave now. It's there forever.
No. And like we talked about earlier.
As it should be.
They do have the Stallone shop. They do have some Rambo props now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get the knife, right?
That's the last blood knife. And from what I saw too on their Instagram, they're working on, I think it's Rambo 2.
Right.
They're working on the knife replica from that one. That's coming out soon.
Talk about attention to detail, right? Like it's just bang on, right?
It's amazing. And then,
of course, they just recently brought out this.
Yeah.
Got you. And then John Rivoli did the artwork for the box, right?
For the box, yeah.
Unbelievable that he's tied in with it, right? And again, the detail, it's pretty good.
Look at it. Look at it from here. What we're seeing, it's only a picture of the, of the figure. And you know that scene where he's walking up the highway. I mean, we've seen it 100 times. Mm-hmm. It looks just like him. It's an exact replica.
Yeah.
They are releasing Rocky figures coming soon. They didn't show the complete figure. They kind of covered the face just to break it up, but it looks like one of them is in his leather jacket and fedora, like in the beginning of Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
The other one looks like it's, the Rocky II with the tiger jacket.
Sure.
I believe was there. And then I believe they're doing the, sweatsuit, the gray sweatsuit.
Yeah. That'd be a big one, right? So.
Yeah, I would think so. That one or the fedora, I think, would be their biggest seller. Right.
Now, it's fun to have all these things, and it's fun to have merchandise and the shirts and everything. But you got to agree with me. If you had to choose, and I would choose, and I guess you would have the same answer, all the merchandise is fine, but the movies are really what it's about, right? Like if somebody says, hey, you can grab one thing. I'm grabbing the movies. Before I grab any of the merchandise.
Oh, agreed. 100% agreed. Right. Yeah. I mean, I like this stuff. It's cool. My daughters gave me some gifts, my wife, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have, you know, all the movies. I would.
Yep.
That's all that really, really matters. Because if I couldn't watch the movies again, I could care less about this stuff.
Yeah. So we showed this jacket here earlier. And as great as it is and as iconic it is, we all know what movie that's from, right? So. And we all know the scenes, and I thought we would have some fun, and Tony and I thought we'd discuss Rocky II this week.
Yeah.
So, and break it down a little bit. I mean, Rocky was such a huge, huge fight, movie, right? And the success that came out. And then it's hard when they make a movie that's just over the top, successful, worldwide. Can you follow it up? I gotta admit, Rocky II is one of the best sequels I've ever seen in any franchise.
Agreed. I mean, not just saying it because it is a Rocky film.
Yep.
You know, when a film does the magnitude that Rocky did, it's a no brainer. The studio execs are talking immediately. You know, Sly, what are you getting for us now? We need Rocky II.
Yeah, even that poster there, right?
Just that was the original teaser poster. They used to call them teasers.
They put that up, and then the story continues, and everybody's just like, well, I got to see what's going on now.
Yeah, the teaser poster, which they released that months before the movie comes out, just to get your attention. Yeah, and that's a perfect way to do it too. Nothing, no hints of anything.
Yeah,
just Rocky II. The story continues.
Yeah.
And then now I got to see, like you said, what do you mean it continues? What happens? Yeah. I got to see.
Yeah. And then with every Rocky movie, it sort of started with the end of the last movie, right? So they show the last round, right?
Yeah.
So,
and again, back then they almost, I don't want to say they had to, but there was no, by the time that movie came out, Rocky might have just been coming out on TV.
Right.
Or just being released in VHS tapes or whatever they released it on. Well,
not only that.
It took a year or so before you saw a movie outside the theater.
And speaking of merchandise, back then, you couldn't buy VHS tape. Couldn't afford it, right?
Oh, no.
And access to get rented. Like you said, it was, you might have seen it. If you didn't see it in the theater, some people may not even seen it before two came out.
Well, absolutely. I remember it taking, like the short end of it would take 8 months, 9 months. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it took 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how big a movie of it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of was smart to put the ending of Rocky as the beginning of Rocky II. Mm-hmm. And also too, maybe some people didn't see it. And of course, I'm not saying it was okay to see Rocky II if you didn't see Rocky, because you really do need to see it and understand it wasn't just the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great way to start it. I mean, it really got you going.
And
I came on
Rocky II, how it starts in what? Round 14.
Of course.
How about that?
Why? I mean, it'd be foolish to starting in the other round.
No, exactly.
That was the pinnacle of the movie, you know, with going the distance.
We'll have to ask Sly if he had us in mind when he started that. No, I'm joking. But I loved it. And then of course you get the Cut Me Mick and wraps up, and then he comes out and it goes the distance with Apollo. But a lot of
they make it a little bit louder at the end of this one though than they did in the original. At the end of the original, you heard Apollo say ain't gonna be no rematch.
Yeah.
Rocky saying I don't want one. But it was a little muffled.
Sure.
But in the beginning,
right,
it was a little bit louder to get your attention.
Well, and I mean it. Again, the story continues.
Yep.
That was a pretty significant line from Apollo,
sure,
right?
Making
no rematch. Because I think he realized, what the hell did I just – what happened, right?
Yeah.
What happened here? Yeah.
But it was great that it started right after Rocky, literally going into the ambulance and into the hospital. And of course, they're in the hospital. Apollo wants to get up and go at it again.
Yeah, exactly. And then one of the – there's so many good scenes. And one of them is where he – it's just Apollo and a Rocky. Apollo's laying in bed and Rocky opens his door and he says, you know, just answer me one question. Did you give me your best? And that's all he wanted to know. And he's, you know, Apollo gave him a kind of a half ass yes. And that satisfied him, right? Because
He
had to know that.
Sure. Yeah. That's what he needed to hear. Because he knew he gave his best.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear the champ saying he gave him his best and he went the distance.
Yeah, no cameras, no newspaper, just me and you. Just let me know. Did you give me your best? And then I think he was, you know, there was closure, right? So he could retire and then, you know,
move on from there. That's what he thought anyway.
Right.
He went down. He had to be in there for a little while.
Yeah.
But
then you get him and Adrian coming out, right, together. Hospital, just the two of them.
Yep, they came out. It was snowing, and remember, he wanted to sign a deal for some kind of toy. And the guy's like, Rocky's like, I got to go somewhere. I'll talk in a little while.
That's right. And then we find them at the zoo, right?
Yep.
I think everybody knows this picture here that we have up, Rocky and Adrian.
Yep.
Snow covered at the zoo, just the two of them, right?
Just the two of them there, and it's, you know, it's funny on how Rocky asks her too, because it's so, it's not, it's him.
Yeah.
It's really him. I was wondering what you're doing for the next 40, 50 years.
Yeah. Not rehearse. You didn't get down on one knee or anything like that, right?
Age is like, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. He takes a little earmuff. Won't marry me very much.
Yeah.
But it's so perfect and yells to the tiger, which another tiger reference in the Rocky world.
Yeah.
Yells to the tiger about coming to the wedding.
Get you out for the weekend.
Yeah, get you out the weekend. And then they go and get married. And, which you knew was going to happen. They were soulmates. They were true love.
Yeah.
You knew they had to get married in the second one. It had to happen. The wedding was not very packed with people, as you would expect.
Nope. A few of them, right? So, and then begins the new chapter in Rocky, right? So he's done fighting. He's retired. He went the distance with Creed. And, like you said, he gets a deal, deal to do commercials, right?
Yeah.
So he figures, I'm going to be making commercials. He can start throwing money around, buying a new house, buying a car that he probably shouldn't have, right? Can't drive. We all remember that. So
yeah, exactly.
But you know, the scenes, with the commercials were just amazing, right? So
yeah, it was kind of brutal. It's an ear beast to have to shave and smell like a jungle rat.
Yeah.
Cat.
You can't read the lines and it's just great, right? And they just keep overtaken and over and over again. And,
well, I like how they started to develop Adrian a little bit in that scene because Rocky says, I'm trying real hard, you know, when you're coming across rude, that's not good manners, is it, Adrian? And she stands firmly. No.
No. Yeah, exactly.
It's like the most firmest you've heard her talk.
Yeah.
You know, since at all. So
yeah, I think because, you know, they're married and she belongs, right? So she's going to voice her opinion now.
Yeah. Oh, she definitely was protecting Rocky. She knew that I'm going to say Rocky is dumber than her. I mean, but it seemed like she was getting it quicker than he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just trying to use you and make a fool of you.
Yeah, that's right.
For your own benefit. And she saw that.
And I think he realized it too.
He did realize it, but he wanted typical. He would, I do whatever I take for my family. And I want
that's right.
I need but to at provide the end, for my
he,
wife.
You know, he walks off the set and he says, I'd be punchy to be doing this in front of my wife. Like, you know, and humiliate my wife and my family. So,
right.
And then meanwhile, while that's going on, Apollo is getting heat for the first fight, right?
Oh man, is he ever? He's talking about the hate mail. Hey, how could you carry this bum for this?
Yeah.
You're a disgrace, insulting his kids.
Yeah.
And that's sad too, but that really happens. It really happens in sports.
It happens in sports all the time.
These people take it way too seriously and start harassing and putting down like he didn't try. He just, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but it was starting to play in Apollo's mind. It was starting to really affect him.
And then one of my favorite scenes of the entire franchise is when Duke is trying to get him to fight, you know, this guy or fight that guy.
Right.
And Apollo's, he's not having it, right? So he's not having it. And we all remember this.
In Apollo's head, Apollo was strictly hell bent on going after Rocky again. He did not want to, he was too much, he had too much, that's the term I'm looking for. He was too proud, too big. I'm the champion of the world. This little bum that nobody knows named Italian Stallion.
Yeah.
I gave a shot to almost knocked me out in the 15th round.
And I think the line from Apollo saying, you know, man, I won, but I didn't beat him.
Yeah.
And well, that scene right there,
he said, what are you afraid of, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
And it's honestly like Apollo wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Apollo was thinking, I just want to show I could put this guy down.
Sure.
And Tony told him the cold hard truth. Duke went over to him and said, he's all wrong for us. Go have some new meat.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I don't understand. He goes, I saw you beat that man like I never seen you beat no man before. And the man kept coming after you.
That line, the man.
Are you kidding me?
Coming after you.
Like, could you imagine that in real life? I'm hitting this guy with everything I got and he just keeps coming after me. I mean, it's crazy.
And you could almost feel the fear in Duke's voice, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, he was like,
he's like, you're going to be making a mistake. He's all wrong for us. Let it go. Let it go. You're the champ. Mm-hmm. Remember, he says, you're the champ. Let it go.
Let it go. And he won't.
Apollo wanted nothing to do with it. He said, okay, thank you. And he had blinders on. I'm getting Rocky back in the ring.
Yeah. And this is the first time. We've talked about this before that we sort of introduced the villain to the Rocky series, right? He had to be the bad guy. He had to coax him out, right?
Yeah, because I mean, in the first one, first of all, I don't know this for 100% fact.
Yeah.
I'm 99% positive about this statement I'm going to make. I don't think Apollo smiled once in Rocky II.
Mm-hmm.
And in Rocky, smiling at the press conference, smiling at the fight, smiling before they fight.
Buying the mayor's wife roses.
All over the place. He's smiling
people in from Canada.
I like the way you think. Jurgens is smiling.
Yeah. All business.
He was the Apollo, like you said, the villain Apollo, mm-hmm. where you didn't hate him in the first one.
No.
In Rocky, you didn't hate him. You wanted Rocky to win, but you didn't mm-hmm. hate him.
Yeah.
But in two, you didn't, I don't know about you, but I definitely didn't like him as much anymore. I was like, this guy. I want to see Rocky knock this guy out. He was serious.
Yeah. Well, one of his own guys in his camp, right? Said, you realize this tactic makes you out to be the bad guy.
Yeah. He says, I don't care.
Yeah. Whatever it takes to get him in the ring. Right.
I remember he was going through sparring partners. He's beating them to a pulp. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to go easy on these sparring partners. Just get me another one. He did. Yeah. He was just.
No. All business, right? All business.
Business. He was not playing around.
No,
it made I wasn't as confident because you think to yourself, well, of course Rocky's got to win. It's Rocky II. He lost in the first one. He's got to win in the second one.
Yeah, but you see him, you see Apollo bringing it, and you're thinking, oh boy.
Maybe not.
Now we're getting the champ. And he says, the last time I took the fight too lightly, this time you're going to all see the real Apollo Creed.
Yep.
You know, no playing, no jiving, just all business. Yep. Right? And he says that at the press conference. And
he did.
The press conference, Rocky was
laughing. He's like, I might buy some of those Kermit toys and stuff and snow cone machine for Paulie.
Well, when she asked him at the press conference, she says, do you think you're going to beat Apollo? And Rocky says, I don't know. He looks pretty mad.
Right.
Like, that's just Rocky, right? I think Rocky.
Well, when they asked him, they said, do you have anything derogatory to say about the champ?
Yeah.
Derogatory.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain that the definition of derogatory. Yeah, no. He's great.
Yeah.
Here's his answer.
I think maybe a little bit in Rocky's mind, I don't want to say that it was going to be a repeat of the show, but he, I don't think he took it as Apollo was out for business this time.
I don't know. I think in the beginning, I don't think he was thinking at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He didn't have Adrian in his corner.
No, that's right.
She didn't want him to fight. He might have even been second guessing himself. Mm-hmm. Should I really fight?
Yeah.
Could I go blind?
Yeah.
I mean, remember the staircase talking to Mickey?
Sure.
Mickey smacked him. And that's from a broken down pug like me. What do you think the champ would do to you?
Yeah.
Hurt me bad. No, he'd hurt you permanent.
That's right.
Whereas Mickey said he hurt you permanent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so maybe a lot of it was playing in his head. Maybe I can't do this.
And I think Mickey knew, Mickey at that point, that's when you realize how those two were connected, right? And how he wanted to protect Rocky and it was his job to protect him. And we find that out later, so they do start the training and one of the most iconic training scenes ever, right? Is I'm going to put it up right here, right? Is I want you to chase this little chicken. So, and then you see Rocky with the sweatshirt and the hole in it, right? And of course, Mickey turns to him. Hey, what do we get? Right? You got to wear that stinking sweatshirt.
Yeah. Right? Brings me luck. No, it brings flies.
Brings flies is what it brings, right? So, and
talk about tough love. Mickey gave tough love. That was it.
Yeah. And then you chase this little chicken and of course, what I got to chase the chicken for? It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, he wanted him to change his style, right? And then again, you get him, he wants him to train him as a right-handed fighter, completely change him, right? Like, I think Mickey knew we've got to protect that eye.
Yeah.
We've got to do something totally different.
Yeah.
Apollo
off his game.
Yeah.
What they were trying to do. Because mm-hmm. it wasn't a matter of, could Rocky take the beating and could Rocky give a beating? Those were mm-hmm. facts. Yes, that could mm-hmm. happen.
Yeah.
But he had to protect the bad eye. Mm-hmm. And again, Apollo wasn't playing around this time.
No.
He definitely was taking it more seriously, which made him a more dangerous fighter.
Sure.
Yeah. And Mickey knew that.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Rocky's, this is already weighing on his mind And then the worst thing that could happen to him, Adrian goes into a coma, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And he's done. He's everything is done.
Everything is put on hold. Everything is paused. He doesn't care about anything or anyone except for Adrian getting better.
Yeah.
Which is expected. If they showed it any other way, it wouldn't have been Rocky.
No, he wouldn't leave her side. He wouldn't leave the hospital.
No.
Right? We find him in the chapel. And then this is what makes Rocky II. I'm not saying it's like we've been back and forth on this, on what the best Rocky movie is, whether it's Rocky, Rocky II, 3, 4, 5, whatever, Balboa, everybody has a movie. But for me, it's scenes like this, right?
Yeah.
So in the chapel.
Yeah.
You get Rocky and he's gone, right? He's lost, right? And who's there for him by his side is Mickey.
Yep.
Okay.
And this scene here definitely solidified the relationship between those two. Not, he was kind of a father figure before this. But this was cementing the deal that he was.
Sure.
He was the father figure of Rocky now and showed Rocky how much he cared.
Yeah.
And Rocky also knew how much he cared and knew what he meant. And for him to say, you know, I mean, the whole speech, first of all, Rocky didn't say a word.
No.
No, not one word.
Not one. And I think that's what made this scene so powerful, right?
Yeah.
Rocky never said a word. He just, you could see it in his eyes though. You could see that he was listening to every word that Mickey said. And Mickey said, I'm only going to say this once.
Yeah.
Right. And then he gives him the spiel.
He just goes. He gives him such a great speech between telling him that, you know, you got a second chance at the greatest title in the world.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to be swapping punches with the most dangerous fighter and you're not ready.
No, not nearly ready. No. Nope.
And he was being honest with him. He's like, you know, this, what, if, and then he, first, it was funny because at first he seemed like he was trying to talk him into it.
Right.
You know, why don't you stand up and fight this guy hard like you did before? That was beautiful.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But don't lay down in front of him. And then I think he saw, you know, if you're going to blow it, I'm going to blow it with you.
Well, and that's the thing. He said, I'm going to say this once.
Yeah.
And Mickey says, I want to say it. And then, but if you want to blow it, I'm going to blow. And I think right there, Rocky knew, okay, you know, Mickey and I forever, right? So.
Yep. Yep. He said that. Said that, and then he sat down, and neither one of them spoke.
Nope.
And they just panned out of that scene.
As Mickey sat down, you could hear him say, the hell I got to lose.
Yep.
You want to blow it? I blow it with you.
Yep.
What do I got to lose? I stay and pray.
Yep.
And the two of them just sat in silence, right?
That was it. That was such a great scene. So well written. Of course, well acted by the great Burgess Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely solidified the relationship of who they were to each other.
I would like to ask Sly, if that was a one scene take, because I don't know if you could put that emotion over again. Like, you know what? If you, Burgess Meredith first was an amazing actor, right? And I'm just wondering if that scene was a one shot and they got it in one shot and they said, let's just go or something.
Yeah.
But, I can't see them doing over and over again. Maybe not, but
but a lot of the older actors too, they were method actors. So, I mean, they did the one takes and there was so much emotion in it and so much feeling and love in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt if it was a one take. It would not surprise me.
Let's put it that way. And then, of course we get another iconic scene, right?
Yeah. Oh, this one.
And I'm telling you right now, it may be. The speech in Balboa is pretty powerful. There's lots of speeches that Rocky gives or Duke gives or all the characters. But this line right here, and anybody listening, I can visualize what we're putting up.
It's not even a line. It's a word.
Adrian wakes up.
Wakes up.
And then, I mean, she does set it up because he says to her, if you don't want me mixing with Creed anymore, we'll find some other kind of way. Right?
Right.
And then, of course,
she says the immortal, come here. I want you to do something for me.
Yeah.
That was the key.
Yeah.
That was the key that she said, come here. I want you to do something for me. And he goes, what? And she just looks him in the eye and says, win.
Yeah.
And Rocky, you see Rocky's face. He just backs up.
Yeah.
Looks at her like, of course, Mickey. Yeah. Mickey being Mickey.
Yeah.
You know, well, what are we waiting for? Let's go. Yeah. Let's go win right now.
Not, and Rocky. Not to take anything away from that, but just prior to that, before they bring the baby in, Polly, you know, anybody want more champagne? Cause $6 a bottle.
That's $6 a bottle.
$6 a bottle. And he's cranking on the champagne, right?
He's so such it's a cheapskate.
And they're
but yeah, trying to I mean, pick that the name. Scene, but, yeah. That scene just, it changed him. And then he goes and starts sledgehammering in the junkyard and he just goes and goes and goes. And
yeah. And of course we talked about this earlier. Light that
switched. It just, the switch went off.
Hey.
The switch went off.
Got the sleeves cut off. Got the headband on.
Right? Yep. Yep.
And it's go time, right? So, I mean, he is all in, right? He's got Adrian. He's got Mickey.
Yep. He's got laser focus now. And he's just, this is what I'm going to do. My son was just born. You know, I suck at commercials.
Yes.
Let's go and do this.
Yeah. No. And then, of course, we get the rematch, right?
Yep. Yep, the rematch does come into play. And,
right.
You know, for most of that fight, I mean, with a round or two, Apollo was dominant.
Yep.
Dominant. Throwing and landing punches, you know, getting Rocky's eye. It didn't bother him that Rocky was fighting right-handed.
No.
It didn't bother him at all. I mean, he's the champ of the world. He's the best.
Yeah. And then, Rocky does start to win a couple rounds, right?
Yeah.
And then you can see the concern in Apollo's corner with Duke, right?
Yeah, there's one scene where one of the ring announcers, Stu Nahan, says, I got to give that round to Balboa.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going through Apollo's mind.
Yeah, right now. And then the camera shows so good, right? He can right see, here. Just zooms right in on his eyes. Yep. And you're thinking, what's going on inside his mind, right?
Yep. Is this a replay? You see him. You know, you see him. He's looking. He's got a little bit of a swollen eye. Yeah. And he's sweating. And you see he's like, I don't know. Is this really a problem or not?
And,
or,
then, it takes it further. It flashes to his wife. And she's sitting down now, right? And I don't think anybody – I don't know if anybody really picks up on that as much, but she was cheering before and clapping with everybody. And now she's quiet. He's quiet, right? He's not playing off of the crowd anymore.
Yeah. The first two rounds, he's swinging his arms, get your cameras ready. Yeah, he's going down. Yeah. Watch this now. You know, he's bouncing all around. And then, like you said, after that round, whole different ball game,
but he's still bringing it, right? The difference is he's still bringing it.
Oh yeah.
And then you get later on, you get the final round, and Duke is pleading with him. You're ahead on points. Just stick and move. And he's screaming at him to stay away from him, right?
Stay away from him.
And they go
sadly enough, I mean, that moving forward, that's what got Apollo killed in Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Was that pride? Was that I can do this? And not listening to somebody else. Rocky told him the same thing.
Yep.
But Duke was just screaming, stay away from him. You got this one. Apollo, don't go for the knockout. You got this one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, not telling him, like, desperation. If there's desperation in person's voice, and he's screaming at him while he's in the ring, toe to toe with Rocky, trading punches, right?
Yep.
And he says, don't mess with him. Don't mess
and
with
then
him.
The last round, they go out and tap gloves. Apollo says you're going down. Rocky says, nah, no way. Yeah.
Well, back that up a little bit. After the second round, Apollo breaks his nose again, and he says to Mickey, I ain't going down no more.
Yeah.
I ain't going down no more.
Rounds, you got knocked down every 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then, you know what? Then we get the biggest, I don't know how, you know, if it was just immediately or if he rewrote it a couple times or how he came up with it, but the double knockdown, right?
It's unbelievable. You know, something I've always wondered. I wouldn't say it's my number one question I want to ask Sly.
Nope.
You know, I obviously would love to know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't waste my number one question.
No.
But I did always wonder why. Mm-hmm. And part of me gets it. Mm-hmm. Because you're counting, he's counting, and you're trying to get up, and he's showing how much he really wants this. He didn't just knock him down and stand there and wait for him to not get up.
Yeah.
So this was something that he had to struggle and fight for even more.
Sure.
He had to get up himself before Apollo.
Yeah.
But it's just the tension. For the first time you see this, and I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
the tension and the on the edge of your seat and the anxiety and your, yeah. because you really didn't know. It wasn't a given that Rocky was going to win.
No.
It really wasn't.
No.
You know, maybe looking back now, you're thinking, well, of course he had to win, you know, but I don't know. It was just, it did everything it was supposed to do.
Well, I mean, I think what you said there, they're both on the canvas and you can hear the announcer. If they get to 10 and neither guy is up, Apollo still retains the title, right?
Yep.
So it's up to Rocky. It's his to lose at this point. Apollo's not getting up. Okay.
Right.
Apollo's not getting up. Rocky has to get up or it's over. Apollo can't lose the title. Rocky has to win it. And that's the biggest difference for me.
And that's pretty much why I think he did it too. Yeah. It was really, like I said, if he would have gave him one more shot and then just stood in the corner and waited for the 10 count, it wouldn't have been as
you know,
I don't want to say meaningful. That's the
I bet you if they filmed that scene where he knocked him down and played that for an audience and then played it the other way, I guarantee you this is the one that's coming out, right? So the double knockdown. And then you've got Adrian counting. You've got Mickey praying in the corner.
Mickey's praying. Paulie's counting.
Right? The announcer's going crazy.
Screaming his head off.
you've got Gazzo screaming in the crowd, right? Like everybody nobody knows what's going to happen. Those 10 seconds feels like 30, right? So.
Yep. Yep.
Right. But of course, he gets up.
It does.
At 10, right? At 10, not 9.5, at 10. Yep.
But Apollo slid down at 9. Yeah. So it didn't
matter. Right. So, and then of course we get the champ of the world, right? So.
Yep. Yep. And one of the greatest lines in movie history.
Yeah.
Yo, Adrian, I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. The belt up in the air. So.
Yep. And it's such a great scene the way it ends too with Mickey hugging him. Gets the belt over his shoulders. Mickey hugs him.
Yeah. And then it's the perfect silhouette, right? So
perfect.
And the movie ends. I mean, I got to tell you, I was younger. The very first Rocky movie I ever saw was Rocky IV. I've talked about this to other people.
Right.
I had never heard of Rocky before. I was 12 years old. We saw it in the theater. So I had to go back and do it in a little bit of a weird order.
Right.
But, Rocky II, it's up there just because of all the scenes we've talked about tonight.
Yeah, we talked about. See, I was lucky enough to be, I'm lucky enough to be old and I saw them all in order and all in the theater.
Yeah.
And
were they smoking in the theater then? I'm just kidding you.
You know what? They might, it's funny you said they might have been. I don't remember the old silent
films and it was just you couldn't even see the screen and black and white films.
Charlie Chaplin boxing movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silent film. Obviously I saw them in order, so it's a little bit of a different take for me on them.
Yeah.
But having seen them in the theater with everybody else not knowing, because it's not like you could leak it out and see it on social media. So it was such an emotional 2 hours.
Yeah.
And to be a part of a crowd that literally is cheering at the screen.
Sure.
They can't hear you. It's a movie. It's not a real fight.
No.
And it was just an amazing, amazing event.
That doesn't happen very much anymore.
Not too much anymore. Not too much.
Not only that, I mean, I would say there is movies that people still jam pack the theater, right? But some of it comes right to video. You can get it when it's in the theater now, right? So a lot of people decide
They release it to theater and home and whatever, but regardless, it was, it's like you said, one of the best sequels ever to be made, in my opinion, in your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody says Godfather Part II is the best sequel ever, which I would not argue.
No.
But in the same respect,
in this franchise,
Rocky II is definitely one of the best sequels ever made, if not up there. I mean, it's very close.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done, but love the movie. Love it.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I love watching Rocky II. You know, we talk about the Rocky movies. You want to watch Rocky? I'm going to watch it. You want to throw in Rocky II? I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You know, breaking down this movie like I said, there's so many good scenes. And again, all of it written by Sly, right? Word for word. So
word for word.
Yeah. But so since we're on the subject of Rocky II, I thought, and we're out of the Halloween and we're back into,
back to normalcy,
back into Rocky Land.
Yeah.
Exactly. I thought I might bring something back and, Tony agreed with me. So I thought we'd do a little trivia. So let's fire it up. Get your roller skates on.
Get them back on.
Get your quarters for the arcade. And, I'm going to fire up the video right now.
There you go. See, I missed that. I do. I have to admit, I missed it.
I did. I you know what? As soon as I heard the music, I was like, that's not bad. That's not bad. I missed that. So I thought we would, let me see here. Where is it? Okay. So.
Oh, we lost them.
There's. I got my Rocky trivia book.
Courtesy
of our buddy Rocco. And, I thought we'd go all Rocky II questions tonight.
All right. I have three. Fun.
Okay.
I have three of them.
All right. You go ahead.
Okay.
I'll start before age before beauty.
Age before beauty. Oh, whatever you say. All right. Sly tore his right pectoral muscle.
Yep.
While training for Rocky II. And that is why they switched him in the film to fight right-handed. True or false?
That is true. And he tore
it off strong.
For bonus points, he tore it in a bench press competition with Franco Colombo.
Franco Colombo, yeah.
Yeah, he was training with Franco Colombo.
Yeah.
Sure was. Watched that interview segment. Yeah. And I believe later on after the Rocky series was done, he was taking his that's when he started adding the tattoos because he wasn't happy with he wasn't happy with the veins in the shoulder.
Yeah, that's what he said. It was after Balboa that he did that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's true. That's why they switched it up to have him fight right-handed because with him jabbing with the right,
right.
With that pec muscle, it was too much. So yeah, true. You got one on the board. Perfect.
Boom. Look at that, eh? Right out of the gate. okay. So I got one for you. This is multiple choice. Okay. When Rocky is struggling at the beginning and he's training and he's trying to skip, Mickey is eating what when he is skipping? A, an orange. B, a banana. C, grapes. Or D, peanuts.
That'd be C, grapes.
Correct. Look at you.
Oh, look at that.
Boy, oh boy. We take a little bit of time off the trivia and we just come up swinging.
It's like we never left.
No, never left. All right.
All right. I have another one here. This one's another true or false.
I have a feeling that we're going to do well tonight.
Yeah, I know. Right. We made him a little bit, but true or false and the multiple choice makes it a little easier.
Given the subject, I was going to go with the subject.
That too. Okay, so the newborn baby in Rocky II is played by Sly's real son, Sergio. True or false?
That is true.
That is correct.
Yes.
Number two.
Boom. Yeah. Look at me.
That's really his son. Yep.
Yeah. And
a lot of hair.
I believe at that scene he had more hair than I do. I mean, obviously look at me, right?
He definitely did.
I guarantee you
that kid had more hair. That was really his son.
No, very good. Okay. All right, so we see Rocky after he retires try and do TV commercials. Yep. Okay, what is the name? Oh, it's multiple choice again. Taking it easy on you, because I'm a nice guy. What is the name of the toy company that wants to make a Rocky doll? Is it Mattel Television? Is it Parker Brothers Toy Company, Smart Deal Toys Company, or Tyco Toys Company?
That would be C, Smart Deal Toys Company. They want to make a Rocky doll. You could beat it. You could kick it. You could punch it.
Yeah. You ever hear of Smart Toys, Mrs. Stein?
Mrs. Balboa.
Yeah, Mrs. Balboa.
That's fun. Mrs. Rocky. That's what he says.
Yeah, Mrs. Rocky. And so first, number one, you were correct. It is C. And these are all out of the Rocky trivia book, right?
Right.
Courtesy of our good friend Rocco.
Right.
The interesting fact here is I went above and beyond. The Mattel Television, Parker Boys, and Tyco were actual toy companies in the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I tried to throw you off a little bit by giving you something that I had one written down that was called the Real Deal Toy Company, right. But I wanted to make an actual toy company. And given your age, I thought, well, maybe.
No, those are, remember. I remember those toy companies.
Yeah. So, but you did get it right. And, I'm going to have to change my answers that not are C because I don't want you getting a pattern here, but
I'm telling you,
you did get it correct.
We both are 2 for 2 now.
Yeah, okay. We're flying. Okay.
Right, only have one more. I only have three
this week. I got a couple more after that, so go ahead.
All right. So this is multiple choice.
Sure.
Okay. In Rocky II, Rocky is sparring with which real life boxer?
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Ray Leonard,
mm-hmm.
Roberto Duran, or Marvin Hagler?
As much as I'd like to say it would have been cool with Sugar Ray, it is Robert Duran.
Yeah, Roberto Duran, it is, yeah. Yep.
But I thought it would have been cool if Sugar Ray was in there.
That would have been cool. I threw some other big names
you know
in
what?
There.
I apologize. I shouldn't say that. I don't want to take anything away from Robert Duran. But I was a Sugar Ray fan growing up. Yeah. So,
Roberto Duran was there when he goes, what's the matter? That little speedball got, you can't catch him. You can't catch him.
Yeah. I didn't actually, I did know that. Not a guess, but I didn't know it for quite a few years. When I first saw Rocky II, I had no idea. I just thought it was some guy from the gym.
Sure.
Right. So, I mean, I didn't know. You know, I barely knew who Joe Frazier was the first time I saw Rocky.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But I knew he was some kind.
That's all I got. I only have three. I'll have more next week.
All right. I got – I got one more, and then I've got a real – I get two more. One's a slam dunk, and one's a hard one.
Oh, boy.
When they buy their new house, Rocky comes in, and he's telling that would be a good place to buy it, put a bag. And
right.
Teach how to work that bag and nice steps and nice brick. Multiple choice. What are the taxes on the new house? Ooh. A, is it $1,200 a year? B, $1,500 a year? C, $1,300 a year? Or D, $1,818 a year?
Well, I know it's not the 1818 one. You threw that in there. I'm going to guess $1,200. I'm guessing. I'll be honest with you.
Okay. It's actually B. $1,500 a year.
Okay.
And it's Adrian that asks.
Yeah, I remember the scene.
Because
I remember her asking. I don't remember
the dollar. And do you remember what Rocky said?
What he said?
You remember Adrian said, you didn't even look upstairs. And Rocky says, I'm sure it's just details.
Yeah,
like he's nice house. He doesn't even look upstairs. I'm sure it's just details.
Well, look at Rocky's apartment from the first movie. I mean,
and then he turns. That's one of my favorite lines. She says, you didn't even look upstairs. And he goes, I'm sure it was just details.
Yeah.
And then he turns to the guy and he says, okay, we're going to take the house and it better not leak or else.
Better not leak or else.
And the guy's just thinking, I hope the guy won't even look at it. Okay. I got one more. Same scene. This is kind of a tricky one. I thought we'd end on some fun. It is multiple choice though. When he comes home, he's working in the meatpacking plant. He comes home, Apollo's on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Just before that, or just after that, he's watching TV and he's given the scores of the football game. What two teams was he watching? A, Eagles, Giants. B, the Rams at Buccaneers. C, the Steelers at the Eagles. Or D, the Bears at the Lions. What two teams are on the?
Unfortunately, this one's an easy one because I know this one.
Yeah. So.
It's the Buccaneers and the Rams.
Very good. All right. What was the score?
Ooh.
This is just for fun. What was the score? 13-10. Very good. Okay. Very good, Tony.
All right.
You know what? A successful round of trivia.
If I've ever seen.
And you know what? Just fun. Just some fun stuff, right?
No, this was good. I'm glad we brought it back.
Yeah, it's fun to do it.
Brother. This was good.
It was good. And, I had an awesome time talking about not only the merchandise and showing some of the crap we fill up our rooms with.
We spend our money
on. You know what? You could do a lot worse with money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Talking Rocky II, it's a fun time. Go back and look at some of our episodes on the network here and on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we are on the network. If you want to listen to the audio version, We're on the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network. I'll put the picture up here for everybody watching on YouTube. I love that picture, right?
That is a cool picture.
Looks like they've just showed up, blowed shit up and left. Right?
For those on the audio, it's, looks like five mercenaries and guns and whatever, the big explosion behind them. And so just silhouettes of the people.
And then some of the podcasts on there, A Rocky Minute. I don't think I have to. If I read you the names, I'm pretty sure you can guess the theme of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One More Round podcast.
Right.
6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger. I love that one. All 90s Action. There all 90s Action. Van Dammit. Tribute to Jean-Claude Van Damme. And it's a Long Road podcast. And now featuring Round 14 podcast. We're so happy to be part of it.
Yeah,
take us with you in the car. We always say that. It's just a good time. Tony, this was a great show.
Yeah, this was. This was really good. We followed up Halloween with some good stuff. Back to the basics. This was good.
Yeah. Enjoy your week, guys. Tony, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. We'll see everybody next week.
Okay, guys. See ya.
Have a good one.